Action brought to you this morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. I get to talk with the three ladies all in to talk to us about the Boys and Girls Club in Bartlesville. And more importantly than the club almost, it is the Harley Party coming up with a great fundraiser. And let's see, let's start off with Shelley Koster, Kelly Williams. Nice to have you in, Shelley.
Thank you, Charlie. It's always nice to be here.
Development Director Paige Early. Thanks for coming in this morning, Paige.
Thank you.
And also it is... I'm sorry,
Landell.
Landell, want to make sure I got it right. Stenson, and happy to have you in. You are Development Director for the Boys and Girls Club.
Yes, I am. Thanks
and
for having us.
You have a great job. You know, you get to talk about all those fun activities, and you get to see the kids, and it's just a great job.
I do. It's a very rewarding job.
And talking about the Harley Party, and that's coming up in roughly 2 weeks.
Yep, our Harley Party is coming up the 8th annual on April 28th.
I guess it's a great fundraiser. I mean, I wish I'd have thought of it. I really is. I talk to folks on the national level because I serve on the Crime Stoppers board nationally, and there's this gal from the Orlando, Florida area that talks about this motorcycle giveaway that she gets and tracks this motorcycle all over the state of Florida and gets, you know, people buying from Tampa, from Orlando, from Miami, all buying in on that. And I said, I got a better idea. I just wish it was mine.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So it's a great deal, and you get to have a lot of fun, give away a motorcycle, have a great party in the process, and it gets competitive, too.
It does. The final 10 on the motorcycle, people get crazy about getting up there and getting their tickets.
Yeah. It's very exciting.
It is.
Very exciting.
Yeah, and I have been told, but I don't remember, what type of motorcycle are we giving away this time?
It's an electric blue Harley Davidson and Slow Rider.
Okay, so again, it doesn't matter really because it's a bike, and if you're not a bike rider, you get to be one, or if you choose to take the cash, I guess you could do that too.
I think it's actually one of the prettiest bikes that we've auctioned this year. I mean,
It's beautiful.
Since years past, it's beautiful. So yeah. It's the Boys and Girls Club blue. It's perfect.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful idea, and gee whiz, somebody's going to actually get to, well, ride it home. I hope they ride it home anyway. Anyway, this is something that has been, like you said, going on for 8 years. The excitement, every year, I've been there for the past, I think, 4 or 5 at least, and you start off, it's just a normal party, you got a band going on, everybody's having a great time, and then the reverse raffle starts going on. You know, the first number drawn is the first person that can say, hey, I need to buy another ticket. And you've got some other fundraisers going on that night, too, as well, usually fun things going on.
Yeah, they do a silent auction. And then we have a live auction, and then it's really awesome because that day they do a poker run. Mm-hmm. So there's a group of bikes that they meet at Siemens, and they'll take off. It's also part of the Harley Party mm-hmm. event, and then they all meet at the last location, and they'll pull in. I think the last location they leave at the Elks Lodge, and then they all pull in at the same time around 7 o'clock. So it's really awesome, and that gets the energy going. It gets the crowd, and there's usually over 800 people.
Yeah.
So it's just that energy automatically gets people excited for the, and then of course the big event, and that's to give away the bike.
Yeah, it is. Now, tickets are still available. You can buy in right now, right?
Tickets are still available online.
Online, we have them for sale at our location at 401 Seminole, and then they're also at Keller Williams mm-hmm. and at Bartlesville Cycle Sports.
Thanks to Bartlesville Cycle Sports for their support on this thing.
Yes.
It takes somebody to say, hey, we got a bike. You know.
And you know what, Charlie, I want to add too, because I don't know if you've had a chance to see the new Boys and Girls Club, but it speaks loudly for this community and the support, because we have an amazing club for these boys and girls now.
We really do.
So this fundraiser is extremely important to help us keep the programs going and to fund it. And
thanks to everybody who contributed to the building campaign.
Now, yes.
It's so important that they met their milestones, and what a great celebration it was that day.
Yeah, we're fortunate to be in a community that gives back so much.
The problem with having a nice new building is that you've got kids that want to come in and do what goes on in there, and that takes dollars.
Yes. Yes, and funds to staff for the programming and things, really, as we grow.
Yeah, I mean, there's always the expense of running any program, the light bill, the phone bill. You can run on down the list on those. But in order to make the Boys and Girls Club the $25 a year bargain that it is for each kid, I mean, I don't know the exact amount, but I know that it takes a lot of local support to make that bargain, that for $15 a year during the school year, $10 in the summertime, those kids just have a great time.
Yeah, we could not do it without our community. We're so fortunate to live in a community that's as giving as Bartlesville is.
Yeah, and the staff, having talked with everybody from Jason to a lot of other people and even some of the youth staff that are there helping out, I mean, everybody, you never hear anybody complain. It's always, we're having fun, we're going here, we're doing this, and building adults is a great thing. Yeah.
And it really shows, too, at this event, this event's only $35 for the ticket.
Yeah.
So really, that's kind of unique in our area, and it is so much fun. It's, you know, I'm not afraid to say I go to almost all of them, and it's one of the funnest events that we have.
Why don't you do that? I mean,
well, they're all fun.
Yeah.
But this is just unique, and it's different, and it's, you get to see different people, and it's a lot of fun.
It does bring in a different crowd, and it's a casual crowd, so it's not like you have to get super dressed up and be uptight all night. It's a ton of fun.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to go to some of the events that are, you know, formal, black tie, get dressed up, do all that. But it's always nice to say, hey, I'm wearing my jeans tonight or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a different atmosphere. You're going for the same reason. It's a fundraiser. You know it's a fundraiser. You're going to raise some money, but you're having fun.
Yes. A lot of fun.
Yeah. Now, there's events going on through the evening. You've mentioned some silent auction. I don't know if you want to talk about what might be up for the bids, but there's all the, of course, there's that reverse at the end when you get the final 10 up on the stage. Everything, the excitement just goes magic.
Yes. Yeah. And so we actually have some really exciting live auctions this year coming up.
Okay.
We have a Colorado house. We have a whiskey night. And those are just a couple of them. We'll save the surprise.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to post them to Facebook. And so if you guys follow our event on Facebook, then you guys will get to see a little glimpse of what we're going to have at the event.
I can keep asking, but I know you're not going to tell me, so we'll just move right along. But it's all, you know, whatever it is, those silent auction items are neat, the live auction items, that's when the bidding gets fast and furious, because people find those items. If you wanted to go to the trip, whatever, you know, they usually have a couple of trips along the way. So I'll just say, if you're interested in that one, they usually don't have to coax you too much to get
it. We have one new event this year that Sutterfield Financial Group has stepped up and is going to do a match. So they have agreed to match up to $3,000. So that gives everybody there an opportunity that, you know, if you want to give $5, $10, it's an opportunity to really give and help these kids. Because, again, it's $40 a year for a kid to go for the school year and for the summer. So. Yeah. Every dollar counts.
It sure does. And, you know, it's nice that you know that, you know, okay, I'm giving 20, but it's going to feel like 40 by the time it gets there.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yes.
You know, and I think that you know, makes people want to be a little bit more generous and say, you know, I really want to step forward and do something, but it's not going to cost me much.
Right.
Right. And that's what makes it fun. And so we got a great organization. And, you know, you can't say enough about you know, some of the youth leadership that's going on. Two Youth of the Year, one other nominee out there over the last several years. What goes on at the Boys and Girls Club is simply amazing.
It is amazing that these guys do such a great job, and they are the future. They are our future. And so you just see the change in the lives. It's just... I'm almost a tear up. It's heartwarming to see what the difference they make in these children's lives. It's just an amazing organization.
And I think all of us, whether it was a Boys and Girls Club experience, a Y, scouting, whatever it was, the influence that each of us can point to and say, you know, something might not have turned out the same way if it wasn't for that experience.
Yes.
And so let's go ahead and fund the Boys and Girls Club, because the numbers show that a lot of young people are getting that special experience.
Yes.
We're talking again with Shelley Landell and Paige. We're talking about the Hartley Party. We're telling you how you can get tickets. We'll tell you more when we continue in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Continuing our community connection this morning, inviting you to the Boys and Girls Club Harley Party. It's coming up in roughly 2 weeks. It's a little bit more than that, actually. What is the, it's the 28th.
Saturday.
And it's basically a hangar party.
Yes, it's at the airport hangar.
And so what time does the actual, I know we talked a little bit about the poker run, but the party starts at 6 or 6:30? I can't remember.
The party starts at 6, and we're actually having the poker run should end at 6, and they should start parading in soon after that.
Yeah, and so it really is a fun day for those that are really making a day of it. But even if you're just going for the party itself, it goes on for... Well, I'm not sure how late, but, you know.
We're not either.
Yeah, well, it depends. Sometimes they take it outside after the party's over.
Right, right.
You know, so it can go on for a while, but the point is it's a great time.
It's one of those events, normally you want to roll in a little bit late to not be the first ones there, but this event you want to come on time because watching the bikes come in is, it's so cool, even if you're not a biker.
Yeah, get the cell phone out, take some photos, have a great time.
Absolutely.
Post it to your
Facebook. And Lindell, what time does the poker run actually start if they haven't registered for that? Is it noon?
The poker run starts at noon. I think registration's at 11. It's you can find it on our website.
Yeah. Because that's fun, too, if you haven't registered. Because I know sometimes people wait to see what the weather, especially now. We never know if it's going to be 80 or 30. So you can also sign up that day.
Absolutely.
At noon o'clock out by Siemens.
And so, again, and you don't have to be a biker
no.
to run. You can do it anyway. As long as you can get to the stops, you're good.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
And I think that sometimes we think about because poker runs have kind of grown up in the biker community.
Right.
But they let us do the rest of it too.
Yes.
So it's a lot of fun there, and you can have a good time along the way. And typically they run them about 50 miles. I don't know how this one.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not really sure. I think it's.
This one, I think is 90 to 100 mile one.
Okay.
They're going to start at Siemens and then go towards Dewey and out to Sedan, Kansas.
Okay.
And
so it's a little bit longer.
Around.
So that's why they're making a full afternoon out of it. And so it really is going to be a big deal. Tickets are available. So you mentioned again, I want to keep getting back to tickets are available because that's what we're really doing today.
Absolutely.
We're selling tickets. Of course, I will mention tickets for the cooking extravaganza at the community center tonight. You can get them on our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. But you mentioned you can get your tickets at the Boys and Girls Club at Keller Williams.
At Keller Williams, and you can get them online.
Okay.
At BeevilleHarleyParty.org.
And that's a great way to get your tickets on and, of course, print out your receipt and you're
also,
ready to
you
go.
Can get them at Bartlesville Cycle Shop, and you can see our motorcycle while you're out there. They have it on display.
Yeah, take some pictures of you standing on it, or if they'll let you sit on it, you can do that, too.
And, that's right.
You know, say, hey, this is what I'm going to win, and then make it happen. For those that don't know really about the party itself, it's what I think the first reverse raffle that I was aware of around here. And the whole idea is you don't want your name called till the end.
Right. Do you want to be the last one? Other than that, you do not want your number drawn.
Yeah. And so, but you do have an event. Walk us down the final 10 because I think it really, that's what makes it exciting.
Yes, it's very exciting. When it gets down to the final 10, we'll pull everybody up on the stage. And then it gets really exciting because, you know, you've got a 1 in 10 chance. And then people will auction off their tickets. And it just, I mean, I think last year we were down to the last 3 and people were still auctioning it off.
The energy just multiplies in the final 10.
Yeah, yes,
it really does, but it is so much fun. Even if you are number 10 and you want to sell it off because you just want to.
Yeah,
raise some
money. Had them in the past where it got down to the final 2 and they sold it, you know, for one ticket for $5,000 or $10,000, and I think, you know, when it gets down to that final 10, you can get in for $500, $700, $1,000. I mean, it gets really exciting,
it really
which
does.
We love. Wait,
exactly. I mean, it's a fundraiser, right?
Right.
And it all goes to support the mission of the Boys and Girls Club. And
yeah, because it's all for it. The bike itself, I think, was it $12,000 or $14,000? So it's... It's a pretty good. That's a pretty good odds.
It's worth that $35.
Yes.
Or whatever you might want to bid up on the final 10. It's still you're getting a great bargain along the way. Numbers. Last I knew, I know you're over 1,000 members, but you're probably approaching 1,100 by now.
Yes, we're getting close to that amount. Yes. Right now we're doing our summer registration for our current members, and we'll open that up to renewing members soon, and then open it up to people who are waiting to join. For the summer.
And that is so exciting when you got, you got a waiting list for the summertime.
Yes, we do. We get many, many calls a day asking if they can come.
And you're saying not now?
We are. Right now we're on a freeze only because of our limited staff because we are open for the teacher walkout, which we fully support. we are open from 8 to 5 right now, so our kids have a place to go while schools are closed.
Mm-hmm. And you're one of several organizations, but you've got the room to handle those kids. Come on in.
We do, inside and out.
And I'm reading between the lines, I'm guessing that there are maybe some that you're getting for the first time that haven't felt the need to walk into the Boys and Girls Club, but now they're getting an opportunity to see what goes on.
Yes, they see it from the outside, and they hear their friends talk about it, and they come in and say, I've wanted to come here. I want to be a part of this.
And you're saying, of course?
Absolutely.
We'd love to see you come on back even after school starts, whenever that might be, tomorrow or next week or next summer, whatever.
That's right.
It is exciting, and as a staff is so limited right now because of the numbers of people that you're working with. But again, whenever things return to normal, then you'll start signing up for the summer.
That's right. As soon as schools resume, we are going back to normal.
And then, as I remember the calendar, correct me if I'm wrong, you take a very short, I'm thinking like 3 or 4 days break between end of school and beginning of your summer.
We do. We have a little hiatus where we do a little bit of staff training and prepare our programs for our summer.
But it's just a really short time because the kids want to get right back.
In just a couple days, yes.
Yeah. And so all of a sudden you just make that transition from school year to summer, and the program continues. And there's still that emphasis on academics. There's still that emphasis on everything you're doing during school, but you don't have a particular homework assignment you're working on.
No homework assignments. We do run specific programs. We just try to find what the child likes to do and tap into that.
Yeah, whether it's music or computers.
STEM,
or whatever.
Music, yeah, computers.
Yeah. Just make it fun for them. We want them to enjoy being there and look forward to it every day.
Ma'am. And I don't think I've ever talked to a member of any age that doesn't say, no, I'm ready to go back. Let's do it again.
When you make learning hands-on, which we're able to do now because of our enormous space, it just makes kids want to learn.
Yeah, and then you got moving into the opportunity now for that outdoor space. You know, you've had the basketball courts, you've had some place that they can play some softball, baseball, but it's been too cool most of the time.
Yes, now every member cannot wait to get on that kickball field. When it's open during the day, it'll be open today because it's so nice outside.
Yeah.
They just are standing by the door waiting to go out and play on it.
I don't blame them. But
as are most adults that are in our building.
I say, yeah, kids, everybody out of the pool. we're taking over for a while.
That's right.
The excitement, the fun that you get, it's not work for you. You're going to a place that you call it work, but you're having fun.
It definitely is fun. They provide energy for us that is amazing. It makes our job easy to do, not a job.
Well, I feel for you, and I know it's true. If you're enjoying what you do, you're not working a day.
That's right.
It's great. Shelley, we're selling tickets for the Harley party today, and we want people to you know, go online right now, type in BevilleHarleyParty.com.
.org,
and buy their tickets right now.
Yes, you don't want to miss out. It's just a great, fun, relaxed evening. It's just fun.
And
you don't want to miss
it. Reverse, you know, ticket poll. There's only a limited amount of tickets, so we have 1,000.
And Shelly's going to buy whatever's left.
That's right.
Yeah. there won't be any left.
We don't ever have any left. We sell out every year.
And that's the amazing part of it, that you know, you say not only you've set the goal, and every year you've got people trying to buy tickets when they should have bought them last week.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun, and again, we invite you to buy your tickets for the Harley party. And whenever you do start signing up to your kids for summertime, it's a pretty easy process.
It is. You can either come in and pick up the application now and hold it until we open it. But if you follow us on Facebook, our Facebook page, Paige does a great job at posting everything that's going on and keeping parents informed that way.
Yeah. If they realize they're going to be out of town, got a commitment, don't like motorcycles, don't like parties, they can still make a contribution to the Boys and Girls Club, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure.
If you just don't like having fun, it's okay. We'll take your money.
You don't have to be present to win at an early party. So, okay. I mean, we want you there.
Yeah.
We want you to be part of it, but if you can't be there and you still want a chance to win this amazing electric blue Harley, buy a ticket.
And then hang on to it for a while.
That's right.
Yeah. Unless, of course, you choose just to sell it at the event. That's always fun, too. It's the Boys and Girls Club, and I don't know when the competition goes on, but I'm ready to announce the next statewide Teen of the Year.
Yeah. It's actually next.
It's coming up next week.
Yeah.
Next Wednesday.
I was thinking it was, you know, mid to late April, somewhere along the line, but I lose track of time.
April 18th.
Okay.
We're heading to Oklahoma City for that. So.
Yeah. Well, we'd like a repeat, please.
Yes. We would, too.
I was talking with her mom the other day. She'd like a repeat, too.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Well, again, it's a lot of fun. We invite you to the Harley Party, and you got to have a ticket. BevilleHarleyParty.org.
You got it.
Stop by Keller Williams Realty.
Yes.
And, you know, whether you buy from Shelley or one of the other great people there, you'll sell them a ticket. Or, of course, Bartlesville Cycle Sports, and they'll take care of your ticket. Stop by. Have your picture taken next to the motorcycle and claim it at least to... like it's the one you're going to win.
Yes,
that's right.
Thank you so much. That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1. News on the way in just a bit. Our Community Connection on 1400 K1 brought to you this morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center and AM 1400, 93.3 FM. 36 degrees. News on the way in just 1 minute.
Here's a unique idea to attract customers to your business.